You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tam.
Thanks for having me today.
I am excited. It's been another Sunday with you, baby.
It's always fun, babe.
All right. Let's have some fun with this.
So, all right.
Somebody buys a new house. And first when I saw this, I was thinking this applied to like a first-time home buyer. But then I realized it's not just first-time home buyers because you don't buy houses that often. And when you do, there's things you don't remember or things you didn't do right even the first time. Or if you even own a house, these are still things you can do that you should do right away that can save you money.
It's true. And, you know, my saying is it's never too late. Because even if you've been in a home for a while, you may want to write some of this stuff down too and think about how to save yourself some money.
All right. So let's jump into this. So when it comes to saving money, of course, we're going to teach you how to be smart with your money.
Mm-hmm, we are.
How to be smart with your money. Number one on this list is
check your attic insulation. It seems like a given that there would be insulation up there. But over time, so if you have a new house, chances are it's going to be fine. You need at least about 6 inches of insulation up there in between.
Unless you
the
live in like Minnesota or Maine,
you're going to need more than that.
Yeah. Might need a foot.
Yeah. But around here, you know, that's about what we need up there. So take a look. And if you have that blown in insulation, my experience with that is it settles over time. And it just isn't as good. Like, it doesn't hold
the R factor.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's the word you're looking for, the R factor.
That's what I was thinking. So, you know, take a look at that. It doesn't take you very long. Get a ladder or send your husband up there.
Oh, I like where you're going with that. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Or the kids. The kids love to climb ladders and get up in attics.
Yeah, just add to the honeydew
list, measure
this. All right. So, number two is set your hot water heater thermostat.
Right.
And this is an easy one because a lot of people have their thermostat set up like 140 degrees or 135 degrees or something crazy that's just going to scald you.
Yeah. Truly, anything over 120 degrees is too hot.
Well, especially if you have kids, it's dangerous to have it set too hot.
Yep.
But if you think about it, the majority of the time your hot water heater just sits there. Mm-hmm. So to keep the water that hot, it's like keeping a burner going in your stove almost all the time.
That's really what it is.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's basically the burner under the hot water that just has to sit there and go. So if you can turn that down, it's going to save you a lot of money over time.
It will. And our hot water heaters are normally in the basement. And typically, basements are cooler, right?
Right.
So one way to save some money is to insulate your hot water heater. They actually sell Home Depot, Lowe's, any of those places, whatever your favorite store is, they have those insulating blankets that go right around there. And it's very inexpensive. You don't want to cover the top or the bottom where the pilot light is, but you're going to want to wrap around the outside of it. And it really does work.
Like a pig in a blanket.
That's right.
Well, that was number three on the list. Mm-hmm. And number four is install ceiling fans.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I'll say about installing ceiling fans is, You're thinking about the fact, is it going to save you money on utility bills? Yes, but you have to pay money up front. Well, you don't have to go buy them new. You've been the queen of buying that stuff on Craigslist and different places like that.
Yeah, people get rid of stuff and only because somebody changed their mind on how something looked. And some of them decided, you know, on Craigslist, they just decided they don't want it, didn't feel like installing it or whatever. And that's a ground score for us. So you don't have to buy the Casablanca, you know, ones that are super expensive. What it is the heat rises and it's going to help push that air around and keep it cooler.
Well, especially with all the vaulted ceilings out there, it becomes really important because in the wintertime, as your heat rises, well, you want that warm air to be blown down.
Right.
And in the summertime, you want it circulating.
Right. Right. That's right. So number five, wrap the water pipes.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
So the exposed water pipes that are downstairs, you're going to have, it preserves the heat. So if you're going to turn hot water on, it actually will be kind of like an insulator that will insulate that pipe so that the water stays warm going all the way through. So let's say you have a two-story house and that water travels the distance across the length of the whole basement floor, and then it goes up the two stories to your sink. That little bit of wrapping those exposed pipes will actually help keep it a little bit warmer.
Well, and it not only does that, but if you think about when you're getting ready in the morning and you turn the water on, you turn it off, turn it on, turn it off, as that water sits in there, it cools off very quickly.
It does.
And this will just keep it a little warmer, so you have less tendency to keep that hot water running, like to keep the really hot water coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the 19 things that homeowners should do to immediately save money.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6 on the list.
You want to go for that one?
Sure. Get an automatic house thermostat.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to go overboard and buy the Nest, but you can at least buy one of the digital thermostats where you can program it in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Certain days of the week, it's going to be certain temperatures for certain times of the day. You see this in office buildings all the time.
Right.
Really simple to do. And we saw them at the flea market.
Some, get them cheap. Yep. Yeah, you can get them there. Again, you need to be a little bit wary about picking something like that up at the flea market. But
well, you open the box and make sure all the parts are
there. If you know what you're
looking
at, then you should be good. But some of those programmable ones can be a little bit confusing. So definitely read the instructions.
We're all capable of that.
Yeah.
Or if you're a guy, just get your wife to read the instructions for you, because we're not really big on that, are we?
Or hand it to your 10-year-old, because they'll probably figure it all out.
Yeah, they'll be controlling it with their phone.
That's probably true. All right. So number 7. Check your furnace filters. You know, the rule of thumb is every time you turn your clock forward or back, you're supposed to change your filters and change your batteries in your smoke detectors. So if you haven't done that, it's not too late to go ahead and check those filters. It will actually help your HVAC because it's going to get time to turn that on. And it'll help it run a lot more efficiently.
Yeah, when you think about how hard it has to work, if you put a mask over your face, if you took like a surgeon's mask, and now all of a sudden you put your hand on it too, or you caked it with dirt, how well are you going to be able to breathe through that?
Not very well.
Right. It's the same effect with your furnace filter.
Especially if you have pets in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You may even need to change it 3 times a year or 4.
Now, if you're an investment property owner, the furnace filter is the perfect excuse to get into your tenant's property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've known a lot of real estate pros that their excuse to get in and see how the people are living is, hey, I came to change your furnace filter.
Right.
And especially if you can show up unannounced.
That's true.
And make sure you have that in the lease where you can do that.
Right.
All right. So next, number 8 on the list is check the vents. Okay, this is a big deal to make sure that all the vents in the house, you know, see how much dust and gunk buildup there is in there. Okay,
gross.
Look at all those dust bunnies that are peeking out at you.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get them
clean. Also, look up to the cold air returns, because the cold air return is important. Those are the vents that are at the top of the ceiling, typically. Sometimes they're down low, but clean all those off too.
Well, and that dust and gunk is totally a hotbed for bad odors and particles that can trigger all your allergies.
Right. And again, if you have animals, it's going to be one of the spots that it loves to collect.
Right. All right. Number 9 on the list, Tammy.
Don't let your house crack up.
Ha, you kill me.
So many houses have small little cracks in the basements and foundations just from natural settling. The ground settles. As long as these aren't growing, and we actually went and looked at a house where a person put a penny in the crack and then a nickel. And
with a date, too.
Right. And they were monitoring their cracks in the foundation. So take care of those cracks early on. You're going to save yourself, in the long run, bigger headaches if you can take care of them soon.
Well, and this goes beyond being a little issue, because it may be a little crack and start out as a little issue, but this can really turn into a big issue. So
it can.
This is this is definitely about prevention.
Right.
It's really, really important.
And, you know, Doug and I both have some contacts that are professionals in this area. If you do have some of these cracks and you're not real sure, just text Doug. Give him a holler.
Yeah, you can call or text anytime at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Mm-hmm. All right, Tammy, number 10 on your list.
Number 10, clothesline. You know, Grandma would always have the clothes out on the clothesline.
I'm not a fan of this personally, just simply because I grew up with clothesline clothes and they're super stiff
when you put them on. They can be. Just, you know, you can.
But if you really want to save money, it's a great way to do it.
And they smell so good. I'm going to say that they do smell good.
Really?
You think so? Well, I guess it depends where you live.
Is that an indoor clothesline or an outdoor clothesline?
Well, Grandma had hers outdoors and Mom had hers outdoors.
That's how I grew up with it too, but they were dusty clothes when they're sitting outside.
Well, you don't go cut grass when you're doing laundry.
Just living on the farm, it's always dusty.
I guess so. Well, that's one way that you could if you wanted to. And your subdivision allows it if it's outside, because ours does not.
They don't allow much where
we
live.
No, they don't.
All right, so coming up, okay, we're talking about the 19 things that new homeowners should do to save money. Okay, we're going to be covering 11 through 19 when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.